There will be a community meeting this Thursday. It's tomorrow. No, 2 days from now, to address recent posters that have appeared throughout Duluth and Superior promoting a white nationalist hate group, Patriot Front. The meeting will be facilitated by community leaders from the Indigenous, African Heritage, and white communities, with the purpose of creating a dialogue about how our communities are impacted by this and to determine the next steps that can be taken together. We have in the studio with us this morning two people who will be at that meeting, Nathan Holst and Becky Nelson, who are members of Surge, which is showing up for racial justice, Surge Northland. And they join us in the studio. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So first of all, tell us about these posters. I have to admit, and I meant to mention to you before we went on the air, that I haven't seen these posters, which I guess is a good thing, but they're there. Other people have seen these posters, and it's obviously stirred up some conversation and also some need for action. What are these posters?
Yeah, so I think it was about 2 or 3 weeks ago, posters went up in downtown Duluth, also in Superior, with Patriot Front as a part of organizing it. So it was on, I believe it was Fox News that covered it, but a lot of folks that I've talked to were not aware of it as well.
Mm.
So some folks were concerned about seeing those go up, and basically said they wanted to do some sort of response and community conversation about it.
Yeah. I don't know anything about Patriot Front. Are they a local group? Is it a national group? Do we know anything about them?
Yeah, the Southern Poverty Law Center has information about them. They came out of Charlottesville a couple years ago and are organizing in a number of different places around the country.
Hmm.
So I would recommend if anyone's curious about them, just Google Patriot Front and Southern Poverty Law Center. They have some really good information about them.
Okay. So these posters appeared. Obviously, it's hurtful for a lot of people in the community of any color. Mm-hmm. So you've formed some meetings. Now, you said you've already had a meeting previously, but there's another meeting this Thursday night, and it's from 6 to 8 at the Menes Peacemakers Center on Superior Street in downtown Duluth. What is the purpose of the meeting? Who is there?
Yeah, great question. So our first meeting was a meeting to talk about the ways that this this event or these posters that went up, how they impacted people. As we know, posters like this and groups like this impact different parts of our community in different ways, right? And can be threatening to folks. So we wanted a space to talk about what that meant emotionally, what that meant in terms of threat. We had some time to talk about that in groups at our first meeting, and then we brainstormed a big list of possible responses. So the purpose of this next meeting is to try to gather folks that maybe weren't a part of that first meeting to try to channel some energy. In a lot of ways, we're trying to get folks to commit, to connect, and not just sort of show up to a one-time event. This is, in a lot of ways, this is a symptom of a larger problem in terms of systems, and so what we're really looking for is long-term change. And to do that, we need people to show up on a regular basis in relationship with groups like NAACP, ACO, or Indigenous Commission. And so we're trying to gather folks to sort of get an outlet for folks for action and for regular commitment of relationship.
Right. So the Twin Ports compared to the Twin Cities, mm-hmm. Compared to other major metropolitan areas around the country, demographically seems to be a bit more predominantly European American.
Yep.
I would assume,
right.
And that
yes.
may be incorrect actually,
yep.
But that demographic condition, I think, certainly can be a breeding ground for a lot of lack of understanding, lack of really knowing other communities as well.
Yeah.
Does that is part of the mission of the meetings to help to sort of soften that border a bit?
Mm-hmm. Certainly, and I think this actually kind of brings me to the importance of talking to the folks of European heritage, white folks, to do our own reflection of how we are. how we are connected to this problem of racism. And there's a lot of barriers. One of the reasons racism hurts us all is because it puts up barriers that you name, right? So opportunities to come together across identity, across race, are a really good thing. It's a starting place, right? Mm-hmm. But we also need to do our own reflection, our own education work to help us do, this is part of the purpose of Surge, is to sort of get together as white folks to do our own education work, to do our own reflection work, so that we can show up in a better way in multiracial spaces. Right. And to do some of that working on that ignorance that and a lot of people are really good intentioned, right? There's a lot of really good people out there that just maybe don't have experience, that don't have the knowledge of what African heritage folk, what indigenous folk are really going through. And so part of what we want to do is build those relationships.
There is sometimes, I feel, a certain, I won't say a blindness, but I think not even naivete, but a sense of, well, I don't feel that way. How could this possibly be a problem? Not realizing that, in some sense, that lack of understanding itself is there, even if they don't recognize it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it sort of goes back to that similar piece of, if I haven't experienced it, or if I haven't been in conversation with someone that experienced that experiences racism on a daily basis, how would I know? You know, and so that's some of the reason why we want to gather and sort of get away from, I'm a white person as an individual, and maybe I'll show up once and try to do something and then go back to my daily life. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of, I feel like there's, in our culture right now, there's more of an understanding around white privilege. That's what I'm naming, right? Of mm-hmm. like, I can go back to my life and not show up and not deal with the impacts of racism. And so part of what we try to do is to work against that, work collectively, mm-hmm. to come together and to say, hey, in conversation, we're starting to realize what this means for all of us and how this is hurting us.
Right. You're right, that white privilege about being able to dissociate. Mm-hmm. As soon as the meeting is done, it's like people who go to church and then Monday morning they sort of don't practice what they've been preached about. So it's a certain dissociation that can happen. Are there going to be active exercises, sort of workshopping? Are there going to be ways of continuing that conversation? What sort of ideas we brought to the meeting?
So one of the things, there's a lot of things that folks can do if they're interested in doing that kind of work. Some of it is available on the internet and you can start working on it yourself. There's the White Supremacy and Me workbook, which is really great. And it kind of, it takes you into your own self-reflection over a 28-day period. It was developed by African heritage women. And so that's a really great resource for people to start with. But also there are organizations in town that you can reach out to who can either, you know, whether that starts as maybe a coffee meeting or something. So if you are a white person, you're interested in doing some of more of this self-reflective work, if you Google Surge Northland, so S-U-R-G-J Northland, mm-hmm. And find our contact information, one of us would be happy to have coffee and kind of see where that goes. But also, as Nathan mentioned, there's lots of organizations in town doing multiracial work, and plugging into those organizations and supporting them in the ways that you can, whether that's being a member or showing up to their events and learning more about their cultures, is also really important.
Mm. So members of Surge will be facilitating this meeting along with members of the African Heritage Community and the Indigenous community. Who else is going to be there from those particular quote-unquote communities?
Well, that's always a great question, right? Whenever you try to gather folks, there's a lot of different moving parts, right? This is my own reflection on trying to do more of a public organization. It's a lot of communication, right? Yeah. To make sure our folks on the same page about something, and even who's going to be there is always, people have busy lives and they're involved in a lot of things. So my answer is, I think some of the same folks that came the first time will be there. We okay. had probably 40 or 50 folks. We had a pretty good mix of European heritage folks, white folks, African heritage folks, and indigenous folks.
Okay.
Time will tell to see who shows up on Thursday. But again, for me, it's an entry point. And so it's not like everything is going to happen in this one time. We're not necessarily going to have all the exercises that Becky mentioned there. It's a starting place. It's a place to say, can we connect it to the work that's already happening in the community? Can we be in communication with each other?
Okay. And the meeting is Thursday night at the Men as Peacemakers Center in downtown Duluth from 6 to 8 this Thursday. So that's the second meeting. Do you think that this will become an ongoing series of meetings, or do you think it's going to be will facilitate other types of activities in the future?
That's a great question. And I think the folks that come on Thursday will help determine that.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on who's interested in stepping up in leadership. Perhaps it's some new ideas come out and something new comes out as well. I'm a big advocate for connecting people to work that's already happening and not reinventing a
right.
wheel. That's one perspective. That's my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of ways, we'll see what happens there and who has energy and capacity to continue work.
Fantastic. Well, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thanks
it.
So much for it. Yeah.
The meeting again for Stop the Hate is this Thursday evening from 6 to 8 at the Menace Peacemakers Center in downtown Duluth. I think at the 100 West block of Superior Street. Again, a general meeting to address the recent posters that have appeared throughout Duluth and Superior promoting a white nationalist hate group called Patriot Front. The meeting will be facilitated by community leaders from the Indigenous and African Heritage and White Heritage communities with the purpose of creating dialogue about how our communities are impacted and determine the next steps to be taken together.